This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to branding of fresh produce. When you get sent to the store for celery, you get celery. Do you ever get sent to the store for Fuji's or Cortland's? No, the grocery list says apples. The apple industry is trying to change that, and growers in Washington State are hoping what's called the Cosmic Crisp will help that along. It's a new apple, long in the making. Brooke Jarvis writes about this in the August issue of the California Sunday Magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Cosmic Crisp, have you tried one of these?
I have. I've had the pleasure. It's a good apple. What really makes it stand out and the reason why the industry is so excited about it is the crispiness, which in the case of this apple lasts all year round. So usually you'll be buying the best, crispiest apples in the months immediately after the harvest season. But this one has the ability to retain that crisp until the following summer.
The apple industry is trying to not just brand. Well, what are they trying to do? They are trying to brand.
Yeah, they're trying to create apple varieties that are recognizable household branded names that you would seek out and pay a premium price for. And it was really, you know, Honeycrisp. There were branded apples before Honeycrisp, but the success of that one sort of opened everyone's eyes to what was possible.
Now, you don't just pick a new apple variety off a tree. Its development took, what, years, right?
Yes, in this case, the first cross of the Cosmic Crisp, which is a cross between Enterprise and Honeycrisp, was made in 1997. And people that I spoke to said that, you know, 20 plus years is actually quite rapid for bringing a new apple to market because you need to go through a lot of generations of apple trees to test the fruit, and it takes a little while for them to mature.
You know, the big apple was the Red Delicious. What's happened to it?
So the Red Delicious is still a top-selling apple internationally. You know, if you're looking, especially in sort of school lunches or places like that, it's very much still around. But as of 2018, it is no longer the top-selling apple in the United States. That place has been taken by the Gala, but people don't necessarily expect the Gala to be up there for long because there's now a lot more flux within the apple industry.
Yeah, maybe there'll be the day where you invite someone over and you have Cosmic Crisp pie, and that's how you describe it.
Right. And there's a lot of discussion. People worry that there's going to be, you know, how many varieties can you really expect a consumer to care about? And how many varieties can you really expect a grocery store with its limited shelf space to stock? And then people will push back and say, oh, but there's, you know, endless interest in different varieties of wine. So they're trying to figure out where the apple stands in that world and the extent to which consumers have interest in special branded apples.
Brooke Jarvis reported on this new apple and changes in the apple industry in the August issue of the California Sunday Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.